State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
From Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. It is high school graduation season, and there's lots to celebrate. Michigan's four-year graduation rate is 79%. That's the highest it's been in years. But for students of color and students from low-income families, the rate is significantly lower. Now, to bring those numbers up, some schools let students at risk of failing recover credits to stay on track for graduation. But some argue those methods aren't as rigorous as they should be. Take Cody's Medicine and Community Health Academy in Detroit. It's a small high school on the west side of the city where almost all the students are Black and qualify for free lunch. Kevin Mahone is one of Cody's star football players. He's a junior, and everybody at the school talks about how good Kevin is, how he might go pro one day. But he says that's not his main goal in life.
Look, matter of fact, I'm going to show you my goals.
He wrote his goals down on a piece of notebook paper. He keeps it in his room. His first goal is to get out of the hood, as he calls it.
Number two, no matter what, do 4 to 8 years of college. And then
I'm going to stop the tape right there because there's a problem. Kevin wants to go to college, but he just got his mid-semester progress report, and he is failing 4 of his classes.
You can't get in college, no Big Ten colleges with the grades on this progress report. That's bad.
So what are you going to do?
Go get all this extra credit. Try to turn these F's to C's before grades go in.
A few minutes later, I follow Kevin into his world history classroom. He's here to ask his teacher, Jeremy Singer, for extra credit so he can bring up his grade.
I'm going to give you two things because you're going to pass this quarter if you do them.
You can't see him, but trust me. Jeremy Singer looks uncomfortable giving out this extra credit, like he's embarrassed about it.
But the whole approach to grades and what it means to pass and like what the standards are for passing are so wonky here that, you know, I started offering a lot of opportunities for extra credit.
He says way more than 50% of the kids in his class are failing, so he gives out extra credit. He lets them turn in work that was due a month ago so they can pass.
It doesn't feel right, but it's kind of like standard practice, so I'm just doing it.
There are three ways to get back on track if a student is failing a class at Cody. First, they can ask for extra credit. If that's not enough to bring their grade up, then they have to do credit recovery. It's a free after-school program, mostly online, for students who fail a class and need to retake it. If they fail that, they get one more chance in summer school. More than a third of Cody students are in credit recovery. Most of them are freshmen. The school's counselor, Robert Donahue, says credit recovery is a good thing. It lets students work at their own pace and get more one-on-one help.
As far as getting A's and B's, they might never get there. But they learn how to pass the class, a little bit of professionalism, and they get through.
But there's hardly any data on these programs. We don't know how rigorous credit recovery programs are or whether they prepare students for college. Henry Levin is a professor of economics and education at Teachers College, Columbia University.
In my view, these are really responses to the pressures to raise high school graduation rates rather than a serious attempt to educate students.
At struggling schools like Cody, progress is measured in large part by whether or not graduation rates improve. So there's an added incentive to do whatever it takes to get kids to graduate, things like giving out lots of extra credit and credit recovery. Cody teacher Jeremy Singer, of course, wants his students to walk across that stage and get their diplomas, but he's not sure these practices are in his students' best interest.
I don't think that the degree from Cody right now is a proxy that says, because you have this degree, we're confident that you'll get through college.
And he says that is a problem. With State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.